Welcome to another glorious, sunshiny episode of your favorite podcast. It's Lex Education, the comedy science podcast where comedian, that's me, Laura Lex, tries to learn science from her adorable little haircut brother, Ron.
I'm Ron.
Ooh. Hi, Ron.
Hiya.
How's your life?
It's good.
Busy day at work today, cracking heads and busting balls.
Lot of shite, as usual. But I'm going away on my little European run on the rails.
Yes.
Tomorrow, so recording with you, work stuff to do, got to pack. Because I'm fundamentally flawed in the head, I've booked band practice for tonight.
Ron.
Yeah.
Silly
boy. Yeah, how are you?
I'm great, Ron. I did a little mini magic draft with Tom last night.
Lovely.
And I won.
How did you do that?
What do you mean?
Like you bought new cards, or what do you mean?
Yeah. You know how normally though we buy a whole box
and
do it big style. We just bought 10 packs, so like a 5-pack draft each, and then a winner.
Does that mean magic is back in our lives?
Well, yeah. Do you know what? Me and Tom, we've been in that phase of a relationship where you're kind of colleagues passing in the night, you know? It's been quite stressful. So we're like, for want of a less wanky term, we're going to have a little date night, a little sexy date night. So we had a little home-cooked paella, you know, just to heat in the oven, and we did a little draft. And I won, Ron, is the thing that is important here. I never win drafts.
That is impressive. You cancelled recording for this. I'm glad you won.
Yeah, me too. And I had a really nice melt-in-the-middle chocolate pudding.
And the ride of your life afterwards.
No, sadly he did the kitchen and then went to bed because he had to go to Rotterdam today. But I did go to bed and looked at the library book that I'd got to read so that I would stop playing stupid games on my phone before bed and then played stupid games on my phone instead.
Fair. I want my trip to be... to be nice, so I've deleted all social media and games from my phone, so I have to read now.
Nice. Yeah. All right. What are you reading?
Ooh, I'll show you.
He's walking across the room. He's wearing pink shorts and a blue hoodie.
So I'm going for 12 days.
Orange t-shirt. If he takes the hoodie off, it's gonna be a terrible outfit. Does not go with the shorts, Ron. Keep the hoodie on.
They're not shorts, actually. They're pyjama bottoms. So I've got one book I'm reading.
How long are you away for?
12 days.
How are we going to record next week?
We're not. As I've told you many times, we had to record a bunch to...
Yeah, but how are we going to do intros, outros next week?
Well, I thought you could do it without me for once. It's happened a couple of times.
Gosh. Okay.
I've made you very aware of this situation.
Well, I don't think you have. Ooh!
You can do
pressure. Oh, the dog's
furious. Do them with Mackie. Do them with Tom.
She just joins in anyway.
Anyway, I'm reading Property by Rowan Moore, which is an examination of the way that modern society treats, like, owning your own house.
Mm.
Just very, very interesting so far. Only like 40 pages in. I only bought it yesterday, but reading. It's about talking about how Thatcher called us a property owning democracy, and sort of what that did to us. Because before that, obviously, we had like the regeneration period after the Second World War. We built loads of social housing, and then in like a 5-year period, sold off millions of homes to people and whatnot. And basically,
Angela Rayner.
Yeah, pay your taxes, you hag.
Boo.
And then, because I'm going on holiday, you've got to read a little novel on holiday.
Yeah.
So I've got...
Are you reading Pivot?
No, I've got Cormac McCarthy's...
Have you finished Pivot yet, Ron?
I've got Cormac McCarthy's The Passenger, because I love No Country for Old Men. That's one of my favourite books, and this one sounds similar.
Lovely.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great time.
I am.
Let me know on what day you re-download all the games onto your phone. It's just sick of reading.
Well, it's because I've got 2 days in Paris on my own in the middle where I just want to soak up culture and the arts and stuff. And I don't want to just sit and scroll Twitter for that. If I download, if I re-download it afterwards when I'm staying with my mate Eve, that's kind of fine. But I don't, I want to do those 2 days well.
Yeah. All right. I like that for you. I'm going on a big hen party this weekend, Ron.
Disgusting.
I'm going to get messy.
Yeah. The Real Housewives of Lanzarote.
No, that's in 2 weeks, actually. This one is the Brighton leg of the hen party.
Oh, yes. And you bought that mermaid skirt for it.
I did. I think this is going to be messier than the Lanzarote part, to be fair. Right. Today's episode, it's a messy episode.
It's one of my favourites in ages.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Content warning, trigger warning. There is mention of suicide towards the beginning of the episode. Not in any graphic detail, but we try not to be too glib about it, but it does come up. Ron, you need to apologise to France.
Just yeah, sorry, France. I was just very rude about France and the French.
But then there is a small smattering of science in amongst an awful lot of giddiness. Enjoy. Yeah.
Same room episode.
Oh, yeah. Can you take all that crud that you've just pulled out of your pockets off the desk before it just blows away? Don't scoop it onto the floor. Put it out the window.
Window's closed.
Oh, you mean you.
Why are you being like this?
Because you've come up here, you've insulted my house.
Moldy, rotten shack on the top of your house.
And then you filled it with crud.
I think it's quite charming.
And when you were like, why are you putting the felt down? And I said, because in a minute you're going to start smashing the desk around. And now here you are, wiping space dust off it. Oh, I hate you.
Someone's going to find that. It's going to be like that bit in The Lion King where Rafiki gets that dust. No, Ron's in town.
That's going to be cold.
Warm.
No, it's not.
It's a bit warm.
Yeah, but not nice one.
No, it's far too big a cup of tea.
And that cup's weird.
Why is the cup weird?
Don't know, right? What's this cup? Because it looks like it should keep it warm because it's thick. It doesn't. And when you put it in the microwave, the handle gets so hot that it doesn't function as a mug anymore.
You're in a spate of buying shit mugs.
That's not my mug, that's Tom's mug. Yeah. I am not. This is the most recent mug I bought and it's my favourite mug ever.
Yeah, but then you had those petrol mugs and you had the
petrol mug?
The one that makes tea taste like petrol.
Yeah, but one of those is fixed now.
Yeah, and then you got that one with the wonky handle and I pour it down myself.
I love that mug. That's the only big mug I use. Do you remember Mark Spate?
Who's Mark Spate?
I think he used to do Art Attack.
Oh, that was Neil Buchanan.
Who was Mark Spate? What did he do?
Is that Mark from Smart?
Maybe it's Smart, yeah.
Hung himself in Waterloo train station.
No. Did he?
That was the urban legend.
Oh, well, he died in 2008. Smart, yeah, it was Smart. Yeah. This is really sad.
One of the generational things of people my age in the UK is that everyone has a different rumour they heard about how the Frosties kid killed himself.
Oh. Did the Frosties kid?
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. The sound of Frosties hitting my plate.
Plate? Plate? Who's having Frosties on a plate?
The Frosties kid, yeah. Yeah, and every school had a different rumour.
How long do you think they sat there trying to think of like a positive word that rhymed with bowl? It's going to be cold. It's going to be cool. The sound of Frosties hitting my bowl. That's what I'd have done.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was your rumour?
The most common one is that you put two pencils on his
face. Oh, no.
I heard it was suicide by police. He was shot by the cops.
How did he wind them up into doing it?
Don't know.
Oh.
Didn't happen. He's still alive. He's fine.
Also, I think it's very hard to get... I don't even remember this kid. I just remember Tony the Tiger. Remember the Milky Bar kid? Maybe he was past my generation. They're gonna taste great. They're gonna taste great. I can hear the sound of frosties hitting me plates. They're gonna taste great. With Tony, I'm mate. Well, everybody knows frosties taste great. Even ladies who wait. Or a pirate. And your teenage brother who's out on a date. If you live in Oz, mate. Or the Empire State. What a weird and terrible song.
Even ladies with personal number plates. A man in a crate.
It just doesn't work, though, because you can't build a whole song around the hear them hitting your plate when it's a famously bowl-based food. That should have been thrown out of the window on day one of the marketing team's meetings. I'm angry about this.
Yeah, well.
How could you make it work? Because they're great was already established, so yeah. It has to go with great, doesn't it?
Great and cold. Put them in a bowl.
They're the nicest thing I ever ate.
Yeah, but it's not... They have rinsed through loads of rhymes. Pirate, ladies who wait.
Yeah, but the very first one is I can hear the sound of them hitting my plate.
They should have given the kid an accent, so you thought it was just like an Australian thing. They call bowls plates.
Like the way they call duvets,
doonas. Oh, Struth.
The doona, and they say, far out.
How's it going?
Yeah.
How are you going?
Think outside the square.
Struth.
Far out. Let's do this episode in Australian.
Crikey.
I'm from WA. I'm from Townsville. That's my favourite place I've come across so far in... the block.
Townsville.
Yeah. That's where Kingy and Caro are from.
Couple goals.
Yeah. Just life goals, people goals.
Yeah.
I want to be a renderer with a wife that runs.
Yeah.
Listen to your voice there. Yeah. Maybe you should jack it all in and become a renderer.
Jack what?
You've got that weird job.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Be a renderer. No. Go to Dad now and tell him you want to be a builder.
He'd laugh me out the house.
No, he wouldn't.
He would.
He'd laugh, but you don't have to leave the house. Stay there and absorb the laughter and let it fuel you. It's unlikely that you'll be unhappy if you become a builder.
That's too niche.
Anybody else seen Wish?
Pat feels he's a very happy man.
It's so weird. So if you haven't seen Wish, it's the new Disney film. I've watched it a lot this weekend. We've added it to the repertoire for Child of the Podcast.
Garbage.
The opening, it is garbage. The opening song, it says, here in the city of roses. And then the next line is, it's unlikely that you'll be unhappy. It, which seems so, like, so... Oh. What's Mikey cross about? It seems... It's such a weird... While we're talking about weird lyrics, hitting your plate, it's unlikely that you'll be unhappy. No, there's no way you'll be unhappy. Like, you can't have the opening song just
I guess
like...
It's,
we've got three out of five on TripAdvisor.
Unlikely you'll be unhappy.
Is that good?
It's something.
Oh.
That they could have done. It's likely you'll be happy.
But it's like, don't you want to really sell this place?
I don't know. I've only seen that first scene 3 times. and I don't know. I think it's some of the most unimaginative character design I've ever heard, ever seen. They don't really have any personality. The wish thing, unexplained in the first 5 minutes, but I assume that is explained more.
It's explained in that song. You give your wish to the king when you turn 18.
And then you don't regret it anymore.
No, because you don't remember what your wish was.
Yeah, so what's the point?
He I don't looks after them, it. And then he grants them sometimes.
I hate it.
Why do you hate that? If you were going to make a Disney film, what would it be?
Oh, it would be about how there is like a king and a princess and stuff. But then
a chocolatey buttercream king?
The people in the town realise that these people are just normal fuckheads. And then like they sing, oh, we're off to build a guillotine. Heads roll.
Yeah.
Okay. A republic is born. There are no wishes. There's just hard work and a socialist utopia.
So Les Mis, that's what you're making.
No, but it wouldn't be fucking France. Somewhere nice.
I love France.
Oh, I think France is really boring.
Oh, I like it.
I don't like the French.
Why?
I think they're rude.
Is this something you picked up in Belgium?
No, always felt that way.
I think I need to do a poo. Oh,
we can't. We have to lose everything from this episode so far.
Why?
We talked about suicide. Random tangents. We're picking
actually,
up.
On Newsround, when they reported the death of Mark Spate, they didn't use the word suicide, Wikipedia says. It says the police don't think anyone else killed him.
Well, passive voice, the likes of which wouldn't be seen until 2023, 2024 again.
Bert. Hello, employee. One normal bagel, please. Wah, wah. We're out of cinnamon raisin. Wah. Oh, hey, you dropped this.
What's happening, Ron?
Funny video on Twitter.
It's weird because this normally only happens when we haven't done an intro outro before. Yeah. And we've been together for 2 days.
Giddy! Giddy up.
Chemistry.
I can't. It's been. What's happened is it's been a long time since we recorded, feels like.
Yeah. It's been like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember how we get started.
You say 4.9.9.10.
5.9.3.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Ritchie. Is Hannah Ritchie here today?
Yes, I don't have the book, but I had to do some Googling and I've got some of her articles out there that reinforce the points that I want to make.
Okay.
Laura, what did we cover last time in chemistry?
That we're not all going to die in a fireball in 20 years.
Exactly. Today, in 5.9.3...
Whoa. What does this say? Why does it just say we're fucked on the next page and then... Presumably we're fucked in German.
I don't know. Imagine X of the podcast tuned through the second
bit. It looks like my handwriting. Fun.
5.9.3, common atmospheric pollutants and their sources.
Ooh. Mm. Carbon dioxide, brown. Oxygen. Ketchup.
Right. Shouldn't have gone for one that's also a colour first.
No, but that's what I wanted to see if you'd get it.
Right.
That's why I didn't go for a big one first. Burger sauce, you know?
Yeah.
Brown? What is she doing? Where some people will have gone immediately, oh, it's a classic bit from Laura.
Yeah. I like exclusive jokes that not everyone can get.
All jokes are things that not everyone gets.
What about there's two hunters walking in the woods and then one of them like clutches his heart and falls over and then the other one rings the hospital. It's like, hey, I think my friend is dead. Can you send an ambulance? And then the ambulance people say like, okay, but we've got to make sure he's dead before we... to come and get him, and then you hear like a gun cock and a
And then he goes, okay, he's definitely dead now. What you said to the ambulance. Everyone could get that joke. That's what it's so
brown, do you?
It's carbon dioxide brown here, reporting in from the sky. It's hot.
Cocoa brown. Rusty sugars.
Carbon dioxide brown and yeah. Rusty sugar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Cocoa for CO, twice.
Yeah.
Cocoa brown and rusty sugar.
Kotu brown.
Kotu. Oh, I like that name.
Kotu, yeah.
That'd be a cute name for a dog.
For a boy or a girl. <laughs> 5.9.3 Laura, burning things releases pollutants into the air.
Yeah.
So, let's take a look at the chemical formula for burning propane. Bit of revision here, okay? Can you remember the... Can you remember propane?
Propanone. I remember that.
Propanone.
I don't remember anything else.
Propanone's a different thing.
Propanone.
Propanone.
You can't say it. Propanone. Or was it me that comes?
No, it's you.
Propanone. Propane. Has it got a four in it?
No.
Oh, you've got some fluff dangling out of your beard.
It's horrid up here.
It's better when the pigeons are home.
Party.
Wanted to put a lampshade on his head. Propane. I don't know, Ron. I don't know. Just help me.
What if I told you it went methane, ethane, propane?
Three.
3 watts. Think back.
Carbons.
Giddy down. Yeah. 3 carbons. It's a hydrocarbon.
C3H3?
Draw it out.
I don't know.
What? How many bonds does a carbon make?
4.
Mm-hmm. Draw it out.
I've put my C too far to the left. I can't draw around that.
Draw the other way. And the rest of the page. Right, so that's methane, because there's only 1 carbon.
Yeah?
Yeah. I asked you to draw propane.
How many carbons does propane have?
3, remember? From seconds ago? Okay, why is there... But how many bonds does hydrogen make?
4.
No, that's carbon. We already said that.
Is carbon the only one that does 4 bonds?
And silicon?
2, 3, 1.
So that can't be right, can it?
But I told you I've drawn it the C in the wrong place.
I told you that that's methane.
See my playmate. I cannot play with you. My sister's got the flu. Chicken pox and me. How many hydrogens?
Well, you know how many bonds each of the...
Do I put a hydrogen on each bond? Okay. I remember this. It was like the centipedes bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's another, that's another Pendulum song.
Who?
Pendulum. Propane Nightmares and Centipede. That's like 2 of their big ones.
I don't know this band.
Drum and bass.
Okay. I don't listen to drum and bass.
Can you sit down?
I'm looming.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I need to see what you've drawn.
I've done it.
Yeah! That's correct.
We've been going for 18 minutes.
Yeah, it's been nonsense. Really? Like the bulk of the episode?
Yeah.
Well, that including intros, outros.
In fact, 19 minutes. And I paused it for my poop.
What? Oh, we did talk about the Frosties thing. We're going to have to lose a lot of that material. And Mark
it's your
Smart.
Edit. You're not going to get rid of it.
Oh, I might.
Might. Why?
I don't know. Maybe I won't.
You won't. You don't edit anything out.
Oh, I like that this is my edit. That means I definitely will listen to it. I got to hear that funny joke.
Jesus Christ. Actually, is this your edit? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we're going to do propane combusting.
So what is that? That's propane?
That's propane, yeah.
Okay. Open on.
Let's just test you, Laura. Draw me up a ethane.
Is that one carbon?
No, that's methane.
What? How could I know that?
Because we've done this all before.
Ethane is two?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it in a different pen.
Do it somewhere else as well.
Carol, thank you for my pens. Ethane Hunt.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Ethane.
All right. When something combusts, Laura, what does it react with?
Fire!
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What is fire?
Well, that is under debate by leading scholars. Fire is...
Think of your triangle.
You need wood.
Fuel.
Fuel. Air.
No. What in the air?
Walking?
Walking?
In the air! Don't punch my dream catcher!
Punch your dreams.
Punch your dreams! That's one of my favourite scenes. Oxygen.
Yep.
Do you want me to draw the triangle?
No. What does something react with when it burns?
Oxygen?
Yes. So we're working out what the combustion of propane is. Well, we're not even working it out. We're revising from a previous episode.
Can you sit down? It's too aggressive to have you leaning on me while you shout at me about something there's no way I could know. Because in your head you're going, I've told you it's oxygen, now redraw this diagram. But there's no way I can do that. Now you look like that photo of you in France in the river where you're golleming it.
I found out that this is how men from Southeast Asia sit on the floor. It's comfortable. Kind of.
Yeah, but now you don't sound good on the microphone and you're far away and you're not comfortable. Can you just sit on the mould chair? Why don't you take the back off the chair, which is the bit that's gone mouldy and the bit that's broken, and then just sit on it like a stool? Don't throw that down the stairs, Ron!
I'm going to place it down the stairs because this needs to go in the bin. This is done.
I can clean it.
But it's broken as well. Then it's a clean broken chair, not a mouldy broken chair.
Why is it only mouldy halfway down?
I don't know. I'll take it down later.
You won't though. You'll leave it there and walk past it going, it's not mine.
This is mouldy too.
Don't sit on the beanbag because it's noisy.
I'm back. 23 minutes.
23 and a half. Good estimating.
I've got a good internal clock. I usually know what time it is.
It's all that running you do.
No.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. I think it comes from working with Dad out in the schools. News every 15 minutes.
Yeah. Ken Bruce.
Yeah, I always know when it's 10:30.
and you just naturally feel a bit angry between 12 and 2 every day when Jeremy Vine would be on.
I'm so glad that my feelings about Jeremy Vine were vindicated when he turned into a proper right-wing arsehole.
Oh, he's the worst.
Yeah.
He's just the worst. And it's really annoying on Twitter because he posts all these cycling videos of, yes, people being twats on the road and bad drivers, but you're sort of rooting for them.
Yeah.
Because he's just so... He gives cyclists such a bad name, and cyclists are great, and it's cycling is brilliant, and the road should just be for everyone, but man, he makes me want to buy a van and drive badly in it.
I want to jackhammer some cycle lanes.
But I also want to be in the cycle lanes.
It'd be great to just see him representing cyclists and Jeremy Clarkson representing drivers, just like...
Jeremy off. Let's pitch that to Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Jeremy on Jeremy.
Vine v Clarkson v Hunt v Webb. All bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, his name's not Jeremy Webb. That's his character from Peep Show.
We could put Uncle Jeremy in there. He's pretty right wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other Jeremys? Jeremy Fisher?
Who's that?
Beatrix Potter character.
Jeremy Wade? Is that
Jeremy
someone?
Jeremy Wade. Jeremy.
Who's Jeremy Wade? Jeremy Wade, River Monsters? No, he's a hero!
That's Jeremy Wade!
I love Jeremy Wade. Wow, he's going to be 70 this year.
Happy birthday, Jeremy!
No, he's going to be 70 in 2 years. But it was his birthday a few weeks ago, and he turned 58. No, 68!
68! He's aging rapidly.
You never guess where he was born.
Wiltshire.
Ipswich.
Ipswich. Mm. Suffolk lad.
So, when you burn propane, Laura...
Oxygen.
Yeah, it reacts with oxygen. What's the chemical formula for oxygen?
O2.
Okay, and when you burn something, what are the products?
Smoke. Carbon.
In what form?
Dioxide.
Yeah. And...
fire.
Write out oxygen bit. Plus oxygen. Don't... Okay. There's a double bond. I thought you were going to write the word oxygen. I was going to be cross. So, what's the chemical formula for propane and oxygen? So, it's O2. You've already said that. What would it be for propane? Just so we can simplify it.
C3H8.
Absolutely. Okay.
Plus O2.
Yep. And then that's going to equal...
CO2.
Yep. And then there's...
And hydrogen.
Is it hydrogen on its own?
No.
No.
Carbohydrate.
No, because we're burning a carbohydrate.
Hydrogen oxide.
Which
H2O.
Yeah, there we go. Otherwise known as water.
Yeah.
Right, let's balance that up, eh? Just for funsies.
Ugh. So I need at least 3 thingies there. I always want a pencil for balancing, because you have to put some numbers in that are going to change. 3 there, which gives 6 oxygens now. So that would be a 3 there. And then I'd need at least 4 there, but now I've got 4 more there. So make that 5. So 3 carbons. 8 hydrogens. 10 oxygens.
Jeremy Kyle, also 6. A bastard.
I think I've done it, Ron. C3H8 plus 5O2 equals 3CO2 plus 4H2O.
Great work, Laura. Now, which out of those things, so if we're considering, you know...
We don't have any patrons called Jeremy, I don't think.
No. And not, no, as we've already discovered with the...
Jeremy Wade.
The Jeremy Wade exemption. Yeah. There are good Jeremys.
Mm.
Anyway, so we're talking, you know, propane is what you might use in, you know, in a gas cooker or something that you've taken camping.
I burnt my fingers so badly on a camping lamp once.
That's not good, I'm sorry. What out of the bits that have come out of it is a pollutant?
Carbon dioxide.
No, that's a greenhouse gas, but it's not a pollutant.
Why?
Because it's just in the air, it's fine. Carbon dioxide's not bad for you.
Ah, none of it then?
No, none of it. So where do the pollutants come from?
All the mess and guff that's in there.
Exactly. Impurities in the fuels that we use.
Yuck.
There's another place that pollutants come from.
Your butt.
It's good.
Thank you.
Is that always the equation when we burn propane?
Yes. No.
No. Yes, all right. Moving on. No, it's not. Remember, similar to like closed systems and stuff, when we do equations like that, we do them under sort of hypothetical scenarios, kind of. So that, you can see there that you need 5 oxygen molecules for every propane that we burn. Ignore that. That's
Where's
fine.
Where did that fluff come from?
Oh, that was already on the table, man.
Stop throwing my dirt around.
There's mould all up in there.
Clean it then!
No, it's your shack! So we're doing it under the assumption there that we have excess oxygen, that there's always going to be enough oxygen for the combustion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If there's not enough oxygen, which is what happens sometimes, just because oxygen's not everywhere all the time as much as we might want it to be. What?
I want it to be.
There's enough oxygen.
Not if the trees go.
No, it'll be fine.
How?
Like, it's not true that, like, the Amazon produces all of the oxygen for the world. That's just not true.
But we do need to save it.
We do need to save it, absolutely. But even if we lost all the trees, we'd be fine. Oxygen-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So don't worry about that.
Okay. We're talking about
a literal fire.
Forestry commissioned timber.
We're talking about a literal fire.
Okay.
Where the fire uses up oxygen.
This episode's been so messy.
Yeah. We've not even gotten onto the content yet.
31 minutes, Ron. We've only got 14 minutes to go.
My point is that when it's incomplete combustion, you get 2 things. You can get carbon monoxide.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep.
We're supposed to have a detector in the house.
You don't?
No.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
You've got a kid.
I know. I told you we're supposed to have one.
Get one.
I can't now. We're recording.
And then you also get particles if there's incomplete combustion. Because it hasn't
particles?
Burned. Yeah, particles of whatever you're burning. Like soot, basically.
Soot.
Which then goes into the air.
Soot. That's a nice word, isn't it?
Mm.
It doesn't feel like an English word.
Sooty.
Soot.
Sweet.
What's the etymology of soot? Here in the city of roses. Oh, it's Germanic, yeah. Soot.
And then, what other pollutants can you name, Laura?
Plastic.
Plastic isn't produced by burning stuff.
Have you ever thrown a plastic cup on a fire?
No.
You'd like meltdown.
What causes acid rain?
Vinegar. I don't know.
No, vinegar is ethanoic acid, actually. You know how many carbons are in it?
4, 3.
No.
2.
2. I was worried I hadn't done enough prep for this episode. No, sulfur dioxide.
Sulfur.
So there'll be sulfur in coal and stuff that we burn and whatnot.
Eggs.
We don't burn eggs.
No, but it smells like eggs, doesn't it? Sulfur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, nitrogen oxides are also...
Need for speed.
NOS, yeah. Also, another common pollutant that we get from burning fossil fuels. Now, these things cause many problems. including global dimming, where they, you know, cause smog, and then the sunlight doesn't get through as much as you might want it to, through to health problems for humans, because, you know, they're, like, some of them are carcinogenic and whatnot. And
does China still have the big smog problems?
We'll talk about that in a second. Okay. Shut up. And all the way through
to... Don't tell me to shut up when I've actually brought
up. No, you're being smart and great. Smart and great.
Thank you.
And then you have things like the sulfur dioxide, which will go up into the clouds, dissolve in the water, turn into sulfuric acid.
Oh, no.
And then rain down, dissolving our grotesques and gargoyles.
Yes, that was such a big thing everyone talked about. And I used to get so scared that one day I'd be walking along with an umbrella and then it would just dissolve over my head.
But, right, so this is where Hannah Ritchie comes in. Because actually the first chapter of It's Not the End of the World, she talks about air pollution. Do you know why? Because it's actually one of the success stories that we've seen at the moment. Or at least it's a show of how things can turn around. Not that necessarily they have yet. First one that we're going to look at is, do you remember CFCs?
Yes, fridges and aerosols.
Yeah, what did they do?
Don't know. Eye on the ozone layer. Yeah. Burnt a hole in it.
Absolutely, yeah. So,
ozone is O2 in a layer.
No.
O3.
O3, yeah.
Smells like the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
Over New Zealand. That's where the hole was.
Well, there were a couple of different holes. Over Antarctica, over Australia. Yeah, because we were fucking shit up, basically, yeah, with our CFCs. In the 1980s, the world basically came together and said, we can't do this. We need to stop using them. Guess how much global emissions of CFCs have fallen since then?
98%.
99%.
Oh, it was 1% out.
Yeah. I have some graphs to show you. This was our usage before.
Yeah.
This is our usage
high
now.
Whoa.
So that's 1.6 million tonnes. All the way down to, this is a logarithmic, no, it's not, close to 0 tonnes.
Yeah. We just don't do that CFC anymore.
No. And, yeah, while the ozone is a different problem, as my understanding of it is effectively it's just kind of a layer that sort of gets rid of some of the UV light and stuff. So if you don't have it, skin cancer is wacky off the charts underneath those zones. But so it's not like a problem in the same way as like the sulfur dioxide and stuff, but it just goes to show that we can actually amend things if we put our minds to it. The other thing that she talks about that's interesting and beneficial is China's smog problem. So what year was the Beijing Olympics?
96?
I think it was 2008.
What? 2008.
Yeah.
2008.
So when the 2008 Olympics
Why
happened...
Why did you ask me?
Because I thought you'd get it right. To be honest, I didn't think you'd be 12 years old.
Where was 96? Atlanta? No, it was the Summer Olympics.
It was Atlanta, then.
Yeah! Smart potatoes.
Guess how many events there were?
28.
271. In 26 sports, 37 disciplines.
What?
Guess how many nations?
No, we need to do some science. We've got 6 minutes left.
It's going to be... We're going to run long. Fine. When the Olympics happened, the air in China was so bad that they had to, they just temporarily... Ooh!
You've got a text message. Who's that from?
The gentle boy.
Hi, gentle boy. You don't listen to this bit. You're not in it. Oh, but now he might listen to it because he's in it.
You want
to
say hi?
Gentle boy, we're recording right now, so you need to listen to an episode that's probably going to be called... We've cut all the bits about suicide.
When that Olympics happened...
What did his text message say?
It was a video, I haven't watched it.
Whoa, that is restraint.
Yeah, they basically...
A video of him or just from the internet?
I believe it's probably of a record that he's bought at a charity shop, or as we call them, chazzers. Now, when that Olympics happened, the air was so bad that, like, athletes couldn't have competed in it. They'd have all, like, passed out or keeled over or something. So they had to just, like, stop factories and stuff around the city to clear up the air during while it was happening. People's health got better, obviously, when they did that. So then, through sort of like civil movements and stuff in Beijing, all the people were just like, actually, could we just like live like that all the time, please? Because it fucking sucks, like breathing in all this soot from all of the steel plants and stuff that we have around the city. And then they just did. And that's why, like, you don't see pictures from like Beijing and stuff of the air quality anymore, is because they really like fixed the problem.
So how did they fix it? Did they move the factories elsewhere or put filters on or change the processing? Like, how did they fix it? Another text message from
He's again. Reacted as a like. He's like done a laughy face.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have the book with me. Yeah, I think the thing is that I believe it was mostly done by putting pressure on like the coal plants and stuff to clear themselves up, because things like sulfur and whatnot can be just removed from the smoke stacks. Mm. But you put a catalyst or like a capture thing in there, so they didn't even have to like get rid of them or spend loads of money, you know, like, as well, obviously we want them to, you know, improve their energy systems and stuff and move towards clean energy, and we kind of talked about that last time, but all they had to do was tighten the regulations, and then the power plants decided to fix it, because they had to.
Yeah. Well done, Olympics.
And like if you look at like this is just the graph for one of the main pollutants in cities, but like you can see like how it's fallen from almost 100 micrograms per meter cubed to less than 30 in Beijing, and then all like these three cities that they're tracking there are all trending down as well. So and peak deaths from air pollution we've not yet reached, but similarly to like birth rates and stuff, like death rates are falling. So
they had a big drop in London recently, I think I saw reported, like with the introduction of ULEZ and other traffic measures in London.
Mm.
I think I saw that air quality has improved there.
Yeah, so this is deaths per 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can see China's fallen from 280 per 100,000 to 106.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So it's working, basically. It's one of the success stories, because if you don't have to affect industry, don't have to affect the economics of things, people can still have jobs, they can still live good lives, they can still have energy, they can still live in cities, but we can fix these issues. What was the other thing that I wanted to mention? And it's actually kind of it's another one of these kind of paths that countries have to go through while they're modernising, and it's like access to clean fuel is a really important part of sort of climate justice, because if we don't have that, then there's still going to be some people that are getting these diseases and stuff that don't have to. And it's just kind of a pathway from, if you think back, like if you go back like 200 years or something, in this country everyone would have been burning wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we think about what we were saying about how if you burn just pure hydrocarbons, there's no problem with that, because it's just CO2 and water, neither of those things are bad for your health. But then if you burn wood, you're literally just burning everything that's inside a tree.
Yeah.
So there's loads of shit in there. And it's not going to burn completely because of all that stuff. So that's where you get smoke and you get all of these other particles and stuff that come out. And then there's just a natural progression, because coal is cleaner than wood. It doesn't seem that way, because it's like, you picture like horrible landscapes and like big pillars of smoke and stuff. But if you think about it, coal is way more just carbon than wood. Like loads of that other stuff has been leached out. And then the next one up is gas, because natural gas, when we have purified and stuff and it's gone through a plant, that's just gas. So that is this equation, except it's usually methane. So that is just making CO2 and water. But the problem there is that then you do still get some problems with incomplete combustion. So you still will get some carbon monoxide and stuff. And then you move to electricity. So for the same reasons that we talked about last time we did a chemistry episode of, like, you have to go through this path, but it's getting cheaper and easier to jump to the end point. So, yeah, while developing countries will peak at some point and it will get worse before it gets better, the come down of it getting better will get quicker and quicker and quicker.
Because there was a big thing in America recently, wasn't there, about, like, gas hobs and people, like, them trying to switch people to electric, and then it became the, like, big right wing, like, you can't take my gas hob!
Yeah.
It's like, okay, then die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. You do you, buddy. See you later.
It's literally that meme. Then die.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right, good episode, Ron.
Wow.
The quiz is going to be short. Did you think you didn't have your microphone on?
Yeah, but I do, actually, so...
I think it does. It sounds good. It's just...
it's just now you can hear everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, we're recording, Ron.
All right. All right.
I got a lot to say about Bruno.
Which one's that from?
Encanto.
I've not heard that one.
Oh, it's good. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
The boy. The boy from the revolution.
Yeah. Ron knows.
Yeah.
Going to see it next month. Did Sarah, did older sister of the podcast get in touch with you about going for dinner?
Nope. She'll probably talk to me about it over brunch.
When are you going for brunch?
I don't know. Every month we go.
That's so lovely for you. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
On the 11th of May, we're going to see Hamilton in your fair city. If you would like to have dinner and or lunch before it.
I cannot, because I am at staff room correspondent, but that got deleted. But maybe he'll come back another way. Friend of the podcast, Max's stag.
Ah, okay.
He listens sometimes now.
Ayo!
Yeah.
Happy wedding, nearly.
Yeah.
Hope those next four people have dropped out the wedding so I can come.
He did joke.
I can't stay for the evening, though, because I'm going to see Alden.
No, it's a stag there. Not,
okay.
He did say that they were looking for a wedding photographer and that you wanted to come, so maybe that was a way you could at one point.
Oh, I would be very bad at that. But I do know a good person who takes lovely photos, who took my favourite photos of our wedding, if he's interested.
I don't think they want to pay someone.
Oh, I'll see whether Rosie just feels like doing a weird day.
Well, I think that's why they wanted to invite you, because you want to come anyway.
But I can't take pictures, Ron. That's the problem. I will leave the camera somewhere and have a great time, and they will have no pictures and a person they don't want at their wedding, which is none of the outcomes.
No, suppose not. But you know, it was, they, like I say, they haven't actually asked me to ask you to do that. It was just an idea they had briefly.
Shall I just start sending him good examples of my photography?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got some.
I haven't, but I'll start taking some.
All right. Right. Here we go. It's quiz time for 97.
Ooh, I don't have my notepad.
Oh.
Do I need to write anything down?
No.
Great.
This was one of my... I've already edited the bulk of this episode, and it's one of my favourite episodes we've ever done.
Well, you've said that a lot recently, Ron. I think you love the podcast.
We're these days. In a spate of good episodes. I've been saying it for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? You know what we were talking about? Is it in this episode we're talking about Mark Spate?
Yes.
It was the, like, 16th anniversary of his death. It came up on Twitter the
other
day.
Yeah, I saw,
like,
that.
Whoa, that's weird.
It's weird that we were thinking about him.
Yeah.
Let's not get back into that. Laura, could you please name five pollutants?
Water vapor. Methane. Carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, ethane, and that's it.
That's one.
Pentane. Propane.
You're just naming hydrocarbons.
I thought that's what we did.
No.
Plastic?
No.
Fentanyl? What's that?
Fentanyl's a drug.
I don't even know what ballpark these answers are going to be in then.
Carbon monoxide was one.
Great. Hydrosulfuric acid? Sulfuric acid?
No.
That was acid rain, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what makes acid rain?
CFCs.
CFCs are one, I'll give you that.
Yes!
But it's not what makes acid rain. Here we are, back in the plummy days of just saying stuff.
I'm not just saying anything. I'm saying things I'm remembering that we talked about. But it's like, imagine a big soup in a witch's cauldron, and then just on the like cartoon steam coming up out the soup, every now and again something floats up and out of it. That's how my remembering works. I can't remember anything else we talked about. Carbon monoxide, CFCs, and not methane, you say?
No, methane's a hydrocarbon.
Well, why can't that be a pollutant?
Because when you burn hydrocarbons, you don't get other hydrocarbons.
What about polymers?
You're just saying stuff.
Okay, I don't know, Ron. I don't know anymore. 2 out of 5.
We talked about sulfur dioxide, which then goes on to become acid rain.
I knew sulfur. I did say sulfur, 0.5 point.
Nope. Nitrous oxides.
Oh, need yeah, the like speed. The cars. Yeah.
And soot.
Yeah, I do remember now, Ron.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ron.
That's okay.
It seems weird that you'd have nitrous oxide and soot in the same list. Like, soot needs a fancier name.
Does it?
Yeah, because you can't just have nitrous oxide, soot. You know what I mean? One's very domestic and one's very science. Soot.
Soot. Soot. Laura, where do the pollutants come from?
Burning things. Inefficient burning. Unperfect burning equations.
That's one. And the other?
Reacting together?
Talk me through that from the start to the finish.
You mix some stuff and there's some left over and it reacts with something else to make an unhelpful byproduct.
What stuff and then what's left over?
I don't know an exact example, but like what you said with acid rain? Or like if you've got some loose oxygens, they might cling on to something else? A couple of spare carbs? I don't know.
No, you don't know. No, but it's impurities.
I'm in the right. I'm the right world, aren't I?
It's impurities in the fuel that you're burning.
Oh yeah, like if you burn a piece of wood, there's lots of wood lice in it, and so when you burn that, it is dirty burn. Whereas if you burn coal, the wood lice have been mulched down to just their carbon, so it's a much cleaner burn.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll give you 0.5 point for that one. How about that?
No, a whole point.
No, because I said it.
And then I said it again with more detail.
Yeah, but that's not how this works.
Okay.
My other question was going to be what makes acid rain, but I already accidentally told you that.
Yeah, okay.
So that's all the questions I've got, actually.
Do I get the point for the acid rain, though? Because it's not my fault that you already said it.
You can have a quarter of a point.
Quarter?
Quarter.
I've never done quarters.
We're doing quarters now.
Do a half. Do a half. Go on.
Do half of a half.
Two quarters.
No, half of a half.
4/8.
No. Half of 4/8.
All right. Well, considering I didn't have my notepad, I'm not mad at that.
Oh, okay, I'll give you 5 points if you can tell the joke that I told.
I don't want the point enough to recreate that travesty, Ron. I don't even know where you got that joke from. I don't know why you find it so funny. I don't know what is the matter with you.
It's just, it's universal humour.
No, I don't think it is, Ron.
I think it is. Everyone could get that joke.
If you knew what a hunter was and a gun.
Yeah, and like and what an ambulance does, but everyone knows all of those things.
Babies don't know.
No, but babies would still laugh if I had said it in a funny voice.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the quiz.
Thank you for the quiz.
Now he's definitely dead. Ron, I think that episode is the rudest you've been to me in months.
When was I rude?
The whole time you were calling my house a mouldy shack.
I was calling the mouldy shack at the top of your house a mouldy shack.
Do you know what, though? We're getting a cleaner.
Yes!
I'm just going to lock her in the mouldy shack.
Take the stairs away.
Please unmould the shack and then you can come back out. Yeah, we're getting a cleaner to help with the maintaining all of the jobs that get away from you, you know?
Yeah. Having a cleaner's great. I know some people are weird about it. And it is an expense, but it's not, I think, as astronomically expensive as most people think. And just cleaning, well, I do like cleaning a bit, but cleaning's not fun.
But that's the thing, I like cleaning too, but now with the time constraints of a child and a full-time job and just trying to also enjoy my life and have a relationship with my husband, you can't get past the basics before the time's run out and I've got to do something else. So if I have somebody to just come and help with the general bits, then I can get to the deep clean bits, you know?
Yeah. For me, the short stint that I had a cleaner when I lived in Belgium, it was just like, because there's a lot of cleaning, like the daily cleaning, fine, but then it's just like all of those weekly chores, like doing the floors and stuff that just like sucks like any joy out of a free afternoon you have or something. That just, yeah.
I feel none of the weirdness about paying someone to clean, because I think if you're going to get weird about that and call it a class issue, then you're on a slippery slope to being like, oh, sex work shouldn't be legal or decriminalised. And then I personally think if there's something somebody wants to do for money that's not hurting anyone, crack on.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a helpful thing, and I think, like, you know, do a bit of research, make sure you're paying them well.
Well,
like,
that's what we've done, actually. Husband of the podcast, Tom's played a blinder. He Googled it, skipped past all of the big agencies, and just found an independent Brighton person.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I did it, there was, like, an eco-friendly one, and they use, like, nice products.
I think they'll probably use our products, and they're all eco-friendly, because I'm worried. Yeah. Also, I just want to say, I now have a carbon monoxide detector.
Good, you've got a child.
Yeah, and they pump out carbon monoxide?
No, but they're affected by carbon monoxide.
Well, guess what? There's no carbon monoxide in the house, so...
Good.
There's also no child in the house right now, Ron.
Scream.
Ah.
Boring.
Yeah, but for once, there's no screaming in the house. So let's just have no screaming in the house.
Laura, you're in the house. There's going to be some screaming.
There's always some screaming when Laura's involved. Mackie's screaming, I'm screaming, but Child of the Podcast is not screaming, at least not in this building. Whoop. Oh, we know what that music means. It's the register!
When you get a message on Patreon saying, oh, have you ran out of patrons to, to do the register.
Sorry,
for.
Christian. Sorry.
You
we
know
really
that you, you have forgotten a segment for too long. But, Christian, no, you've been done in the past.
Oh, no.
To be honest, mate.
When did we do Christian? What was Christian's job?
I don't know. Christian has to go back and listen.
Oh, that's not fair on Christian.
Well, A, I've not written down which episode all of these are in, and B, we need the listens. So,
Christian, get listening back. You've been done, buddy.
Yeah, Christian, if you go through, because you're not coming up later, so dive in and let us know.
Does anybody else remember? There are some lab rats out there with absolutely incredible memories for when things happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dive in.
Can we search in the drive?
No, don't, Laura. We need the listens.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do anything anyway. Are you sure we've done Kristen?
What's her name? Definitely Kristen.
Anyway, I feel like...
Oh, I'm signed into my own personal Patreon for the things that I patronise.
Well, why do you need Patreon? It'll be in the drive in the notes somewhere, won't it?
To find out if that actually was the name of the person that messaged
us.
Oh,
yeah, it was Kristen, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, what? We got a cancelled member. Andy cancelled, and he wasn't even fucking paying anything. He was on the free subscription.
Well, that's all right, then. We don't even understand what that is. Stop calling people cunts that like the podcast, Ron.
Kristen, I might have spelt Kristen's name slightly wrong in the spreadsheet, but I've found her there now.
Yeah?
I found you there now, and we've done you.
You've been done, mate.
You've been done. Listen through. Sorry for calling you a cunt, Andy.
Probably Andy doesn't even listen anymore, so...
A big thank you to Darcy Alonso Lopez, another contender for the greatest Patreon subscriber name up there with Robin Rex and Levi Tubman. Another free subscriber, though. What are you getting out of this, Darcy? What sick thrill are you getting from hanging around in the porch of life? Do you put food in your mouth and then not chew or swallow? Do you put your headphones in but not put anything on?
Oh, I love it. Sometimes I do put my headphones in and not put anything on. I just put the white noise on. And thank you to Vicky Metcalf. Vicky Metcalf is the health inspector about to shut down my hovel. But you can't, Vicky, because I now have the monoxide detector.
The mold, though.
Well, cleaning up. That fucking seat that you threw down the stairs is still sitting outside the front door.
Throw it away.
I don't know how to.
Just put it in the bin.
Like, just the main bin. That doesn't feel like a main bin item. That feels like a go-to-the-tip item.
I don't think that there's a skip at the tip for backs of chairs. I think it's fine.
A skip at the tip for the back of a chair. Diddly diddly diddy. A skip at the tip for the back of a chair.
Are you sold on that as the title for this one?
What, Jeremy v. Jeremy?
Yeah.
No? What do you want it to be?
I'll punch your dreams, mate.
Punch your dreams. I just thought you quite liked it when the title was something that would help us remember what the episode was.
You think in a couple of weeks we're going to remember the Jeremy off we had. I also quite like Think Back, Giddy Down.
Yeah, I do too. But listen, my focus at the moment is on improving the listener ratings. And so I'm trying to give them slightly more... less mad collections of words titles.
Okay. Have you done analysis to work out if that's what they like?
No, I haven't got time, Ron.
Okay.
You do.
They're going to taste cow.
They're going to taste cow.
Cow.
Right, we've got to go. You haven't got time for this nonsense, and neither of the listeners. They're busy people. Have a lovely week, and we'll see you all next week. Oh, And there's a new Patreon episode out. Francis Galton, the history of eugenics and a very scattergun scientist, is now up and ready on the Patreon should you want to support the podcast and get lots more content.
Frankie G, class dismissed.